Thank you for joining us to celebrate Imogene's life. Imogene loved our family, this church, her friends, and the community. Last Christmas, we all gathered at John and Jane's, and I remember Imogene saying, "I can't remember everyone's names, but I know we are blessed," with a big Imogene smile on her face. She had a smile for everyone. We were blessed to have her with us all these years. Imogene loved this church family. Thank you for being the hands and feet of Jesus and coming alongside our family these last few years. Thank you for the meals, the visits, the cards, and the singing. She loved when everyone sang to her. Caleb Brokaw at Pleasant View would sing her to her, and her face would light up. Willie and I will be singing for her and Emil and our family today. Come Thou Fount.
Come Thou Fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing Thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me the melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of Thy redeeming love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, here by Thy great help I come, and I hope by Thy good pleasure safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger interposed His precious blood. Day when free from sinning, I shall see Thy lovely face. Clothed and in the blood-washed linen, how I'll sing Thy wondrous grace. Come, my Lord, no longer tarry, take my ransomed soul away. Send Thine angels now to carry me to realms of endless day. Oh, to grace, how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let Thy goodness, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to Thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for Thy courts above. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for Thy courts above.
Good morning. Welcome to a time where we come to worship the Lord, our Maker, where we come to celebrate a life well lived, a life of a heart sealed for Him. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, merciful Almighty God, we thank You for the privilege we have of sharing our lives with one another. And we thank You, Lord, for allowing us to share our lives, at least part of it, with Imogene. So, Lord, as we gather in worship this morning, we gather in worship of You, Creator and Sustainer of us all. And we gather to remember our dear sister. So by Your Spirit, continue to guide our worship in a way that brings You honor and glory and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
O Great Thou Art, number 535 in the Red Book.
O Lord my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds Thy hands have made, I see the star, Thy ear the rolling thunder,
Imogene Slaba was born January 11, 1930, in rural Iowa County, Iowa, the daughter of Ralph and Gertrude Gingrich. She graduated from Iowa Mennonite High School in 1949. On June 30, 1950, Imogene was united in marriage to Emil Slaba at the Lower Deer Creek Mennonite Church. They made their home in the Kelowna community and traveled all over the country to attend art shows for Slaba and Sons Woodworking. Imogene helped with the preschool in downtown Kelowna and provided daycare at her home. She was also a tour guide for the Kelowna Historical Society. Imogene was a member of the Lower Deer Creek Mennonite Church, where she taught Sunday school and Bible school. She was artistic and loved drawing. She loved family times, especially all of her many grandchildren. Imogene was surrounded by her loving family and passed away on Tuesday, November 28, 2017, at the Pleasant View home in Kelowna at the age of 87 years. Imogene is survived by her husband, Emil, and their five children, Steve and Dixie Slaba of Kelowna, Mark and Doreen Slaba of Kelowna, John and Jane Slaba of Kelowna, Mary Ann and Tim Gaffey of Iowa City, and David and Julie Slaba of Williamsburg. 14 grandchildren, Ryan and Stephanie Slaba, Jenny and Chad Gillum, Clint and Jen Slaba, Brooke Slaba, Rebecca and Willie Bender, Kevin and Brittany Slaba, Kirk and Maria Slaba, Hannah Slaba, Megan Slaba, Kara Slaba, Lindsay and Corbin Blythe, Zach Slaba, Carly Slaba, Gabe Slaba, and 12 great-grandchildren, and a brother, Dale and Ruth Gingrich of Carmel, California. She was preceded in death by her parents and two sisters and brothers-in-law, Mildred and Emerson Schwarzendruber, and Shirley and Jim Conrad.
All right. I love that that was just ringing because it has to do with my talk. So thank you to whoever did that. It's kind of cool. It's like a God thing. So I literally was just going to say one of my favorite things about my grandma was when she would call. So that's kind of hilarious. She would say, "Rebecca, this is Grandma Imogene. How are you?" It was awesome. I loved getting those phone calls from her, and at the very end of the call, you know, I'd always get a, "I love you. See you later. Bye-bye." It was awesome. I think if I could talk to her on the phone today, and if she would probably ask how I'm doing, how we're all doing, and I would tell her that your family's doing good. You did a really good job with raising all of your awesome kids, and we're loving on each other, and the people around you and the people at your church are loving on us, and we're doing okay. We're doing okay because of you. There are a few things I'm really thankful. Jenny and I got to talk a little bit beforehand about things that we thought about Grandma, and Proverbs 31 came to us when we were thinking about her, and just how wonderfully she embodied that and that verse. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to take out a few pieces of it that really stuck in my heart that reminds me of her. The first part of it talks about trust and how her husband can trust her fully. And we could as well as her family. We knew if we told her something in confidence or we just needed someone to talk to when we were having a hard day, we could trust her with that, that she wouldn't tell other people. She would keep it to herself. She was never spiteful and treats her family generously all of her life. That is so true of her, so true of her. She senses the worth in her work and is in no hurry to call it quits at the end of the day. She was a very hard worker. And I feel, even just in the last week, I've gotten to know different parts of her that I didn't know before. In just all of her travels and looking through pictures and just seeing the amazing things she did. You know, I saw her later in her life and saw how loving she was to us and how grandmotherly and baking cookies. But she was really awesome. Like, she traveled with Grandpa and she drew and she was just so, she lived such a full life. She is quick to assist anyone in need. If we ever needed anything from her, I know all the kids that lived around, she would watch kids or bake cookies or be a part of a school function. I loved when she came to Grandparents' Day at Kelowna Elementary, her and Grandpa. Thank you, Grandpa. I love this part of the verse. It said, she keeps an eye on everyone in her household. I think if she would have had Facebook, she would have loved that. Like, being able to keep an eye on everyone, but in a loving way, not a, you know, like spying way, like a, oh, that is so cool they got on the basketball team, or, you know, like she would, that would be really important to her. Her children respect and bless her, and her husband joins in with words of praise. I am so proud of my grandpa. I'm not, I can't get a whole lot into that, or I will bawl, but I'm just so proud of him and how he has loved her and shown us a wonderful example of what it looks like to take care of someone every day and loving just with all you have and just giving all that love to that other person. And I'm just so proud of him. Lastly, this is the thing that speaks to me the most, and that when I think of my grandma, this is her. When she speaks, she has something worthwhile to say, and she always says it kindly. She was so sweet. She was so kind and tender to her family, and that is something that I want to take and use from what she has taught me in my life even more so. She was very sympathetic to people, and I remember pretty much every time I spoke to her, she would almost tear up at something that maybe was sad from a family member or her church family or her community. She was so empathetic to people. Like, she just was so tender. Lastly, and most importantly, she is to be admired and remembered because she loved and praised and feared the Lord. And I think of everything, that's the most important, and the most important thing that she taught us. And I think as we go today, I think it's just so important to remember that Jesus is here with us in our grief and that he is our only hope. He is our only hope in these times when things are hard and they seem unfair and it's difficult. He is our only hope. And I encourage you, if you don't have that hope today, to find it. That would make her the most happy. So please, I loved you so much, and I know that she would want you to as well. Thank you, Grandma. We love you so much.
You know, first, I guess I'd say I thought that was Mom calling me to say the last time I was up on this deal, the Bible school teacher said, you know, it'd be okay if you would just lip sing the song. I said, well, how about Rod Swanson and Dave Hosteller? Well, they can sing. I said, have you heard Stretch sing? He's not all that good either, you know. And so I think she was, you know, she was always proud of us, but that might have been one of those days she wasn't so proud today. I'll get through that. First, we want to thank everybody that's you know, it's good. We've had a great week getting everybody together. Thanks for all you've done for everybody. Don, Charlie's been awesome. You know, we've had a good week and we were all able to get back. So that was pretty cool too. We got all the families, you know, all the grandkids back. So all that was really good. We talked the other day about, you know, getting obituary ready, and you know, what was Imogene's hobbies? And we kind of stumbled on that a little bit. Mary, I think Mary had some suggestions. We had some other stuff. I think her hobbies were a family. I mean, that's what she wanted. It was always about the families. She had a hobby of making awesome food. I mean, that was pretty good hobby too. You know, one thing definitely wasn't cars, because she never drove, so we knew that wasn't going to be a hobby. But she always was there for the family, and she, you know, you always knew when you got home it was all going to be there for you. So yeah, we were all spoiled. There's no question about that. Little debate this week about who was the favorite. You know, that goes back and forth a little bit, and a couple names came up. Mine, I think, is unjust, but it came up a couple times. But did anybody notice the baby of the month's picture? Pretty prominent last night. And I guess all indications were that, Steve was the only one who was ever nominated, probably multiple times, for baby of the month. So it'd be easy to say Steve was our guy. And then you think about, well, John and Mark and Mary and myself. And I guess what Mom had the great ability to, you know, probably whoever she was with, you know, she made it just really nice and special. She made you feel like you were the favorite. She fooled us. She told us all we were a favorite. But we have taken a straw poll, and Steve, you win it again, man, I'll tell you. I think by the time I got there she was aboard, you know, the nomination process was out. And but she was super proud of all of us, and she loved the grandkids, great-grandkids, and everybody's done a good job. And then obviously, you know, we're just proud of how Mom was taken care of, and especially Dad. That'll be the hardest thing to talk about, Dad. He was awesome, and everybody knows that. So everybody's going to have to help out with him, get him back out on the golf course. Pete, got to get him out there, man. You know, we got to get him. Did I hear you still play? Pete still plays all the time, so we got to get Dad back out there. But all, you know, thanks in advance for everything everybody's going to do for him and all of us. And it's been a good week. It's been more of a week that we want to celebrate than grieve. And again, I think she probably thinks me getting back up here, she never saw that one coming again after some Bible school shenanigans. But thanks everybody, and just thank you for being here. Enjoy the day.
Jenny Gillen wanted to share a piece and then decided to share it with me, and I would share it for her. So this is not my voice, this is hers. It just sounds like me. As we prepare to see an emotional goodbye, I'm reminded of all the beautiful things that made Imogene, Imogene. While I certainly have many wonderful childhood memories of my grandma, that isn't what I want to share today. I had the privilege of getting to know my grandma as an adult. On sunny days, I would push my babies to visit grandma during the week. She would light up at the sound of our arrival and warmly welcome us in. She spent time quietly playing with my children and loved to read them short stories. She would faithfully fill a cup of Cheerios from the pantry and serve them a glass of milk. It was during those visits that I had the pleasure of getting to know her. Over the years, she shared many stories about raising a family, and I was reminded how much times have changed. Grandma raised children during simpler times, a time when being at home and serving a family was the norm. But while this may have been the norm, it certainly wasn't a job she took lightly. She not only cared for her five children, she faithfully served her husband. She made sure he was well taken care of and did it so lovingly and without expectations. This was her legacy. This was her greatest work. We would typically wrap up our morning visits promptly at noon. This is when Grandpa would come home from work and have his lunch and watch his story. It was always, always prepared and ready to be served. We would all say our goodbyes, and I would look forward to the next visit. I truly miss those mornings with Grandma. All those years of serving her husband came full circle last year when Grandma entered the nursing home. It was now time for Grandpa to serve Grandma. And did he ever? There really is no way to put into words the faithful ways that he tended to Grandma. I will end by saying, Grandpa, well done, good and faithful servant. Well done.
All that sharing, and now we need to sing. The first song we're going to share, as has been said, family was very important to Imogene. And she loved having them around or being where they were at. Whether it was a school program, a ball game, babysitting, whatever it was, that's where she wanted to be too. Having a relationship with her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren was top priority for Imogene. And I remember one time she was talking about babysitting, and she said, referring to some grandchild or great-grandchild, I'm not sure, he's like a mountain goat. He's up on top of everything. And she loved it. But this song that we're going to sing really, really sums up what was most important to her. And that was that her family placed their faith and hope in Jesus Christ so that one day they could all meet again together in that sweet by and by. We'd like to share is actually a song that Doreen shared at Aunt Mildred's funeral. I share the same Aunt Mildred as you guys do. Imogene loved music, even though you didn't see her up in front in the choir, but she enjoyed listening to the Sirius FM station on the TV. She liked the message station and the praise station, and you know, when she was no longer able to do her passion, her caring for others, her serving for others, I think this is something that gave her joy in her heart. And despite her inability to do these things, it also calmed that storm that was inside of her as this disease came upon her. This music was something that calmed her. And so we would like to share the song, My Life Flows On.
My life flows on in endless song of a first presentation. I catch the sweet, so far of Him that hails the new creation. No storm can shake my inmost calm while through that rock I'm clinging. Since Lord is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? Through all that tumult and the strife, I hear that music ringing. It finds an echo in my soul. How can I keep from singing? No storm can shake my inmost calm while through that rock I'm clinging. Since Lord is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? What though my joys and comforts die, the Lord my Savior liveth. What though the darkness gather round, songs in the night He giveth. No storm can shake my inmost calm while through that rock I cling. Since Lord is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing? The peace of Christ makes fresh my heart, a fountain ever springing. All things are mine since I am His. How can I keep from singing? No storm can shake my inmost calm while through that rock I'm clinging. Since Lord is Lord of heaven and earth, how can I keep from singing?
I'll be reading from Psalm 84. Hear my prayer, O Lord God Almighty. Listen to me, O God of Judah. Look upon my shield, O God. Look with favor upon your anointed one. For better is a day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I would rather be the doorkeeper in the house of God than to dwell in the tents of the wicked. For the Lord is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does He withhold from those whose walk is blameless. O Lord Almighty, blessed is the man who trusts in You. May we pray. Loving Heavenly Father, as we look into Your holy word, we pray that You would bring from this text a message for us. Lord, please disregard my notes. We want to hear from You. So guide these lips of clay to speak what You have prepared for us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When the family gathered and we were talking about Imogene and the memories were flowing, and there were a lot of good memories. I mean, a lot of good memories of a family, of a wife, of a grandma, of a mom. Mom stories prevailed. But when we got to writing the obituary, what did Mom do? What was Mom's forte? She didn't have degrees, and she didn't have this, and she didn't have that. And my mind just kept going back to the stories and how important Imogene was to the family. even though she didn't have all those other things out there. And I came to this psalm, and the key verse that rang in my mind was that verse 10. That doorkeeper in the house of the Lord. Now, if you look at Psalm 84, Psalm 84 is basically a pilgrimage psalm. It's a psalm talking about someone far off who desired to come close to the Lord's temple, starting that journey and making it step by step along the way. And it talks about that trial and the tribulation. In one way or another, you could see the psalm saying that this is life. That as you live your life, you may be far away from God, but you can come closer. Step by step, you can come closer. He will be with you in the desert time. He will walk with you beside the path as you come to the temple. But it comes in here in verse 8 and talks about verse 10, better is one day in your courts than a thousand elsewhere. I think there's a song, something about that. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of God than dwell in the tents of the wicked. So deep was the desire to be with the Lord that this individual felt it would be better to be a doorkeeper. And the doorkeeper doesn't sound like a real glamorous job, does it? But somebody's got to do it. Somebody's got to do it. Imogene was one of those individuals whose priority was serving God. Now, we might think of her as a mom. We might think of her as a wife or a grandma. But her priority was to serve God. She lived her life in concert with Emil. I mean, you can hardly think about Imogene without Emil or Emil without Imogene. It's going to be hard now to redefine that. They grew their family. They grew their business as being part of God's plan for their lives. She knew that being a doorkeeper wasn't such a bad deal. It wasn't such a bad deal. It was her ministry. Because in one way or another, she's inviting her family on her journey to get closer to God. And one of the themes that we would hear as, of course, she opened the books, the photo books of all of her family and telling of all your stories and where you're at and what you're doing. And she was very proud of you as a family, as children, as grandchildren. And she did know your names once she saw the picture. But she invites you on that journey that she's taken. And she might be the doorkeeper, but she's holding it open for you. She knew it was important. And I think what was it really important to her were the small ministries that she was part of on a daily basis. It wasn't that she got up here and preached or that she led choir, but she could bring a casserole. Or the special ministry that she had to Charlene and I was that she and Emil would drive Charlene to church. Doesn't sound like much, does it? But it meant the world to us. And they did faithfully till about last August, I think, before Imogene went into the nursing home. This movement in life is much like each of our lives. In one way or another, all of us are on a journey. Some of us are young people. Some of us are a little older. Some of us are getting older by the moment, it feels like. But we want to reiterate this morning, Imogene is there. She's gone through the door. She's on the other side. She's in the presence of God, her Maker, Creator, the one she worshipped in her life and her lifestyle, and the one that she taught her family to know and love. She is experiencing the full reward of all of her faith and all the things she did faithfully. She is in the presence of God. And she has more reasons now to praise the Lord than she did before. She was always happy and praising the Lord and a part of that. But she has more reasons now than ever she had before. Almighty God, verse 12, blessed is the person who trusts in you. And we praise the Lord for Imogene, being that kind of example to all of us in this day and time, as well as how she and Emil were examples to us as a community of faith. God bless you, Emil. Family appreciates your presence here this morning and being part of this time as they remembered Imogene. You're invited to a time of fellowship following the service. If you're not going to the cemetery, you can go on downstairs and share in the fellowship meal that is prepared. We'll join you when we get back from the cemetery. Let us join in prayer. Loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for the reminder that each and every one of us are on a journey, and that our home, our true home, is in you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for Imogene and how she traveled that road and that journey. And we thank you, Lord, this morning that we have no doubt that she is in the inner courts with you, Lord, and in your presence. Thank you for the way she gave us that assurance. Now, Heavenly Father, as we complete her journey, go with us along the way. Bless the food that we're going to partake of downstairs. May it give us strength for the days to come. Bless the fellowship as it binds our hearts together, Lord. And we bring this prayer before you in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and risen Savior. Amen.